bless. I'm like, I need a break. Can we stop for some hot tea and honey? Oh my God.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
I am wearing all, if you're watching, you should be watching on YouTube, by the way. I am wearing nothing but Party Crasher gear from The Big Party Show, and you can get it all at bigpartyshow.com. That's how we survive, is what it is. Think of it as a squirrel feeder. Squirrels need to eat, too. We're the squirrels. All right, so yeah, go get some merch, and also if you're not a Party Crasher yet, you can sign up, and Molly does excellent Party Crasher newsletters.
You do. Try.
They're good. The one last one you sent, that you put all these drink recipes in them. What a great. I have to read every one of them, of course. Yet to make it because I'm a tequila man.
Right.
But maybe I will change up because it is that time of the year. It's summertime for drinking. Let's hit your motivation. Then we'll move on here. Right. So you got two things left over. You've got lick a toad or lick the belly of a catfish. All gross things.
Yeah.
Which one would you like?
Catfish belly, please.
Oh, you ever think in a million years you'd say that?
Right. Here we are.
You even threw please at it. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Oh. Good morning, cookie cakes. Just in case you forgot, I'm here to remind you of today's mission. Go be a radioactive unicorn of happiness. Rare and literally infecting people with smiles. You're a magnificent picture of a human with a good heart, and you're about to have the sunniest of days.
There you go. Take it,
love it,
and run with it. It's a little motivation to get you guys a start. I think we all need that right now. I just got this email. It's pretty crazy. I'm going to read this to you.
Okay.
It says, hello, I am Ernesto Bertarelli, an Italian-born Swiss businessman.
Oh, boy.
And a philanthropist. How do you say that word?
Philanthropist?
I can never say that word. Those are one of those words.
It's because you're not one.
Not a pathist. Philanthropist. Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway, as part of my dedication to charity, I'm donating $4.8 million to a few lucky individuals, companies, and charities to support their cause or personal endeavors. You have been selected as one of those recipients. Looking forward to hear from you. Greetings.
Sounds super legit. And I don't just say that because of you stumbling over how many words reading it. I got what you were saying.
Do you think
you should email him back like immediately? He obviously is a very serious about sponsoring the show.
Yeah.
Wow. What an opportunity. I'm sure just for pennies. He's probably just needs a little help getting that 4 point whatever.
Like some, you know? Like some seed money.
Yeah. You know, if you could just help me loosen up the purse strings, that would really grease the wheels on this deal. And then it's all yours.
You think people really...
No, but I know people fall for it.
Yeah.
And it's baffling to me. Like, at what point? I just don't... You know, they're always like, oh, the elderly. And I'm like, they're not feeble. Like, I just don't understand what somebody is... I am just such a skeptic. I guess maybe I just am so, even if somebody reached out to me about like legit, like I would be like, really? So it just surprises me that somebody's like, random stranger emails you from cryptic email address.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, yeah, let's do
this. I keep getting these things. It's funny. I mean, I get several of them, all different forms of different forms, like someone's in your Facebook thing and someone's all these different things to click on it. Just click on it. All you gotta do is click on it. Then I don't even know what happens after that. So, of course, I just delete every single thing that comes through. Hopefully, I'm not deleting legit stuff, but, you know.
I mean, then you wonder, I don't know what I clicked on, or if you signed me up for something and I just, like, as a joke, and you're just waiting for me to say it. But, like, I get, like, walk-in tub.
That's an age thing, I think.
No, it's been going on since we did the show. Like, it was one of those things where I'm like, I think one of the guys signed me up for this, like, just to spark me. Like, seriously, because it'll be like, walk-in tub deal. I'm like, give me a break. There's nothing on my feed. Did you get that from gay vampires? Really? Gay vampires, suddenly you're like, well, this person needs a walk-in tub. No. Did you get this from me watching the New York Times cooking reel? They're like, well, obviously this person needs a walk-in tub. Those things freak me out, by the way. How is it really sealed?
I don't know, because we looked into it once for, it might have been my parents, or maybe it was even, I don't even know. We looked into it, though. I don't know. I'm the same way. It's a door that seals. Yeah. And then you got to drain. I don't know how that works.
I don't either. Do you have to sit there while it drains so you can open the door back up?
Yeah, you'd have to do that. Otherwise, and then
it's cold.
I don't know if the door is it does.
I'm wet just sitting here waiting for a tub to drain. Usually you're out at that point and toweling off and you're like, woo.
Yeah, I'm guessing you do. And I don't know if the door opens in. No, it couldn't open in. It has to open out. Because that would be a hazard. Because if something did happen, you want to be able to get out, and if the door opens in,
you wouldn't be able to.
You wouldn't be able to get in. Because, like, when I installed our shower door, I installed it so it opened in.
And they were like, no.
Well, I did my research after I installed the whole thing. After about 2 years, I was like, this doesn't seem right. It's a hassle to get in and out of this thing. You know, because you open, it's a small shower.
Yeah.
And you open it in and you got to move and maneuver in the corner.
And you never dawn on you that maybe you should try doing the door different. You're like, I guess this is just how it is.
Yeah, that's how I thought it was. But then I fixed the thing. So yeah, I don't know how those work. I guess.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid that it comes crashing open, and then all that water comes. That's a lot of water.
Yes.
You know, maybe it must have a lock that you lock it.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, it's not magnetic. Like a smart door where, I mean, you could open it at any time and all that water would flood out. I mean, I don't think it's like a washing machine and the thing locks. Maybe it is. I don't know, because I've never clicked on any of the ads. I just delete them. So I can't say that I have any deeper knowledge of walk-in tubs other than that they exist and that I get emails to purchase them, and I've seen commercials on television, but they don't go into detail. It's just...
I'm asking Smarty Pants. Now I want to know. It says it works like a mini bathtub with a watertight door. Yeah. Okay. We get that. It's high, so you without climbing over the tub wall. So the door swings outward or inward, depending on the model. Hey, didn't know that. And there's usually a built-in seat and grab bars. There you go, yeah. Molly. This is what you get.
I get it.
Also, you're going to get also, if you purchase today, you'll get a textured non-slip floor.
Well, I would hope that would come with it anyway. I mean, if you're
that's a bonus for what I'm selling.
If you are someone who needs a walk-in tub, something tells me that stability is an issue. So I would think that the textured non-slip surface would be part and parcel. You're like, oh no, that's extra.
Okay.
You're like, I can walk into the tub, but then I might slip and fall anyway.
Well, it says you sit before filling the tub, is how this works. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you stand? and then it says, all right, close. And when you close the door, you lock it. So it's got seals and gaskets and compression locking system. So when it locks it correctly, it's watertight.
Like a submarine.
Yeah, like a submarine. It says it says like a refrigerator seal.
Okay.
But stronger. And then when you fill the tub, water fills after you're seated. So you automatically sit and it fills. Hello.
I don't know about that.
And ready for this upsell? Many have fast fill faucets, handheld shower heads, whirlpool jets, heated seats and backrests, air massage systems.
If you were going to get it, why? So basically it sounds like a hot tub.
It's for old people, Molly, that that can't lift up over the.
I know what it's for. Okay. I don't know why they get all these bells and whistles. You're like, I'm old.
Because they're old. You want them to have, you want them to feel less and less like they're old. We'll all get there someday and we're going to be like, well, I'm old. And then we'll be whining about stuff.
And so you're then, already there.
No. Then next thing you know it, you're sitting in your tub and then you turn on that massager and those jets and then you just feel young again.
Isn't that your hot tub?
That's so my hot tub. But there's no door to the hot tub.
Right. But I mean, like you've got jets. It doesn't have a massager, though.
No,
it does have jets.
Just jets, like crazy hardcore jets. So it's expensive. I mean, talking about installation, you wait while filling and draining. That's what it is saying. That's one of the cons. You wait.
Yes. That's why I'm like, I think it would be cold. No wonder they have the heated seat. I think it would be freezing.
Yeah.
Especially when it's draining because you're wet.
Yeah.
And then it just seems, I don't know. We've spent entirely too much time talking about this.
Hey, I wanted to know.
I do know that.
No.
This conversation needs to end.
No, there's one thing I've been reading on. It's the elf ear trend. Have you seen any of that?
I've seen the like gold type of like where they put it on. It's almost like jewelry.
This is like what they're doing. Basically, you can buy, there's several ways of doing this, but this is a trend right now. You can buy the elf ears, you know, and you just put them on top. But the weirdest thing that they're doing is they're taping their ears. So basically, you would put your hair in a ponytail.
Yes. Because
you have long hair.
Right.
And you would tape the top of your, like your, the back of your ear with tape, and you would pull it all the way forward so your ears come out like okay. You know, come out.
Yeah.
And then they would put the hair down and the ear would be sticking out of the hair. Isn't that come on.
That's some Renaissance fair stuff. I mean, that is like for real, like ye old timey, I want a turkey leg. I can't imagine that just out in life. But I mean, there's room for everybody. I mean, just on Monday, you were talking about the furry at Walmart. So
yes.
Maybe this is something that just walks around and like you run into it, Trader Joe's.
Probably. I mean, I like that look with the ears popping through for some reason.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Wylene's got the cutest little ears. She doesn't like because her ears will kind of little pop out. She's got those little tiny little ears, little tiny things. And they kind of stick out through her hair. And I don't say anything because I like it. But I don't know if she likes it. And she's probably hating me
really?
Right now for saying anything about it. But yeah, they're just adorable little ears that come poking out of her hair.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so I had mentioned something to her about the elf ear trend. And she's like, no. I'm like, well.
Have you thought about it? Because you've already got part of the work done. So now it's just finding the tips.
The tips would be great.
I saw one recently.
A furry or an elf?
No. This was on Instagram.
Okay.
And somebody had like jeweled elf ears where it literally is like a piece of jewelry that you would put on the top of your ear that would make it be pointed, but it's all like gold filigree. So it's like this. It's like a piece of jewelry that gives you elf ears.
Okay.
That's what I thought you were talking about. And I've seen those more.
No, like, I've not seen those. These are like, I guess anything goes with elf ears. I'm
right.
Guessing, you know, if you want to do the Cardi B version where it's all blinged out, then you can do that.
Yeah.
My elf ears would be just regular. I would want them to blend with everything else that I got going on. is what I would like to have.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know why we're talking about elf ears, but I just thought that was weird.
Well, it is kind of, I think there's room for everyone, you know? I mean, if that's your thing, go for it. Why not? I mean, I just wonder, what brought you to that point where you're like, I'm going to walk around with elf ears? I mean, I've been watching this show where it's on Apple TV. Somebody needs money. I can't remember what the name of it is. Anyway, her roommate is like a cosplayer.
I know what you're talking about. I know what show you're talking about.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's got Nick Offerman in it and Nicole Kidman and Michelle Pfeiffer and Elle Fanning. I mean, it's a really good show. But Elle Fanning's roommate is into cosplay. And so she's always dressed as something. She's got these elf ears and she's always like walking around. So I'm like, it's on an Apple show. Can't be that far-fetched.
I don't know what takes you there. I mean, we've met in person a couple furries before, but they're wearing the full costume. But I think the Renaissance Fair just recently happened. And yeah, you get everything at the Renaissance Fair, which doesn't make sense.
I've never been to one.
Oh God, it's really cool. I think they even have the jousting and everything.
Really?
Yeah, they have the whole thing. You should take the kids there. I've seen every type of character. And I mean, I don't imagine Renaissance being, you know, elves and I don't know. Was there elves back then?
It's all kind of like the idea of, you know, elven people and
fairies.
Living in the woods and fairies and all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
it's called Margo's Got Money Troubles.
Yes, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Yep. That's a good show.
So
you're
it's
right.
On Apple TV. They're like 5 episodes in. It's really good. It comes out on Wednesdays. It's a really good show. The last episode was heavy.
Oh, yeah.
The last episode was like, I thought this was supposed to be fun. It was like a really, like, it was like, wow, okay. I kept waiting and then the episode was over. I was like, really? We're just going to leave it like that? Like, we're not going to palate cleanse with some like, and then everybody's happy.
Yeah. God, wow. We have so many different shows that we're just sitting on as it, From, do you watch From?
I watched the first season and then I just never.
That's weird.
Because you have to have like MGM Plus and uh-huh. I'm not going to have that.
We have that. I don't know if there's a charge on that, Molly. I don't think I pay for that, but I may. I don't even know. I probably do through Disney. Do you not have a Disney bundle or Apple, whatever bundle
that
is?
I have a Disney bundle. It came with our new, we got a new DirecTV package. And now it comes with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. So there's that. But like, I haven't gone into whether or not we get other stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what, I mean, we have so many subscriptions to different things. You know, HBO, we're trying to watch HBO and they have commercials left and right. I refuse to pay more money to any of these places.
Really?
I mean, remember HBO used to be all about, you know, it's a movie.
It's cable.
It's a stinking movie. We were watching some movie last night and it was like commercials after commercials after commercials. I'm like, come on, it's a movie.
Yeah, that is weird.
It sucks is what it does. But I guess it gives you a break. But if you're tired, I mean, think about that. You got 3 or 4 minutes to wait through it. You could fall asleep very easily.
I don't even need that to fall asleep. Turn the movie on and then start the clock.
You didn't watch The Duttons yet?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I'm watching Widow's Bay. On Apple TV.
What is it? Widow's Bay?
Widow's Bay. Ooh, it's good.
It's
spooky.
Is it something I would watch?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. As if I need more stuff to watch right now.
Oh, again, new episodes come out on Wednesdays.
Okay.
They're like 4 episodes in. This last one was a doozy.
Widow's Bay. Okay. You need to watch, I guess you don't like those Dutton movies.
I don't.
TV shows.
I don't like Western type of, you know, my girlfriend that I was just telling you about on the other podcast about Spotify giving you 15 hours of free audiobooks.
Yeah.
She just listened to Lonesome Dove
Oh.
And I was like, my God. She's like, it was 35 hours.
What? You got to tell me what Lonesome Dove is. What?
We grew up and it was a miniseries.
Yes.
It's
okay,
a book.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know it was a book.
It's a book. And then they made it into a miniseries. And then she's part of some book club and they're like, let's read Lonesome Dove. I was like, I would quit that book club immediately.
Lonesome Dove. That is such a strange pick.
Yes. And so she said she was about 250 pages in. And she was like, you know, somebody's like, you should just do the audiobook. And she switched up. But that was at 250 pages. And that was just like a drop in the, I mean, most audiobooks you're looking at probably like anywhere to 8 hours, nine, jeez, maybe 12, 35 hours. Jesus. Like, that's a job.
That's a job. How long did it take her to dial that in?
I didn't ask.
You didn't
I
ask?
Was just okay. Too terrified at that point that she even did it. I was like, I thought we were friends.
So what do you do? What do you guys do when you're listening to the book? Just walking around and shopping?
Mm-hmm. I go on walks and I listen to books. When I go to the gym, instead of listening to music, I'll listen to books. Big one for us as a family are road trips. We'll get a book to listen to on a road trip. When the kids were little, I used to, and Peter drove, I would read. I was the audiobook, which is a lot.
You read out loud?
Yes, for like 6 hours.
Oh my God, no.
Yes.
Like and little
kids,
kid so
I was like, we could get an audiobook. They're like, I like it when you read.
Oh.
Like, okay. So like 6 hours. And I'd be like, I need to take a break. Mom talks for a living. I can't go in with no voice because I read Harry Potter all through Iowa.
So when you read, how old were the kids at that point? Were they super, I mean, what was the oldest they were when you were reading
like
to them?
7 or 8.
Okay, so would you like do character voices?
No.
Why not?
My dad was really good at reading. He would always read to us at bed and he would do different voices. And that was always really cool because, you know, you'd be like, oh, you know, I still think about like he read me Lord of the Rings when I was a kid and he had this great Gandalf voice that he would always be like, oh, you cannot.
Your dad did.
My dad. Yeah.
Well, why didn't you do the voices? I figured that'd be a perfect, I mean.
I don't know. I think
I would feel
so
weird.
Self-conscious.
I would feel self-conscious and weird if I did that in front of Wyleen, even if it was my family and the kid. I imagine Peter just riding, driving. Just, I don't know. I don't know if he would like, enjoy this or if he would just be like, oh
he
my
loved
God.
It.
Okay. All
I
right.
mean, he would be like, are we, because I would need to take breaks. Yeah. Like I was like, I need a break. And then like after a little bit, he's like, well, you're going to start again? I mean, because he'd never read, like I probably read the entire Harry Potter series to the kids out loud.
Okay.
In car rides. All of those books. And so this was the first time the kids were hearing it, but this was also the first time that Peter never read them.
Oh, he did. Yeah, so, I didn't either. So,
right.
Okay.
So this was the first he was hearing them too. And we had this rule where we couldn't watch the movie until we read the book. And so the kids were always like, really like, well, let's get through it because I want to watch the movie. Like, start reading. I'm like, God bless. I'm like, I need a break. Can we stop for some hot tea and honey? Oh my God.
That was your guys' family rule, huh? You had to read the book before you watched the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that
so? The kids were hot to trot.
So was that just to encourage your kids to at an early age to read?
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, it was one of those things where it's like, well, if you want to watch the movie, we gotta read the book. And so, I mean, that was sort of our way of getting them to either read on their own or listen to books. You know what I mean? They never had a problem. They've always liked reading and books and bedtime stories. I mean, we had bedtime stories for a long time with them.
Okay.
And so that was always something kind of fun.
I don't remember any of that.
Really?
No, I don't remember anyone reading sounds sad reading to me. Maybe like, that's the reason.
Mike.
Yeah.
Stay in your room.
Yeah.
We are done.
I was always in trouble. Yes, I was always in trouble. So it always got sent to my room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all the time. And I don't remember having books to read in my room. I would have to use my imagination with stuff, you know. But I just don't remember having books or being read to. I mean, my parents, that would sound like a monstrous thing if they never gave me books, right?
I'm sure you had books. You just probably were, not everybody's a reader.
No,
I mean,
I'm
I
not.
Have friends where they're like, God, I wish my kids would. I mean, like, it is pulling teeth. Because, you know, when they're in school, there's summer reading assignments. So even though class is out, like Mara and Declan will have summer reading assignments because they'll go in when school starts and everyone in the class will have read the same book over the summer and they start right away talking about it, writing reports about it. So I would have friends where they're like, I mean, it is, you gotta like be like, if you read 3 chapters, we'll buy you ice cream. You know what I mean? Like it was constantly.
That's probably how I was, you know, because when I do remember when we were on like summer break, they would do the whole, all right, we want you to read this book and come back with a report. And I would wait until the last couple of days and I'd half-ass this report and just get a D. You know, I was terrible.
It's not like, not everybody's a reader. And, you know, a friend of mine, her son, what they ended up finding out was that he had difficulty reading, but he liked books. And so once they switched to audiobooks, it was a game changer.
Okay.
Like he literally couldn't like sit and read. I don't know if it was dyslexia or, but they ended up finding out that it wasn't that he didn't like to read. It was literally hard for him
to
sit and read, but they bought everything on audiobooks and he would devour them.
All right. So that's kind of like me then, because I couldn't sit still.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be reading, and as I'm trying to read, I'm like, I would lose my spot
because
I'm not drinking it in.
Yeah.
And so I'd have to go back and read it and try to read it again, and it would do it again, because then I'd be thinking about myself losing that spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what it was, because I like listening. I can listen all day long to stuff, you know. But yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many more accommodations now than what we ever had growing up. There are so many. They've embraced, and it's such a good thing. They've embraced the fact that not everybody learns the same way.
The same way, yeah.
And so, you know, education has come so far with accommodating different types of learning.
Yeah.
Whether that's, you know, an audio learner or, you know, there's some people where, like for me, I'm very much an audio learner. If you say something, if I hear something, I'll remember it. More so than like if you sit me down and like, you know, taking notes, that kind of thing. The thing that always helped me with taking notes was the fact that they were speaking about it.
But yeah, like, that's, you just absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then that's the best way that I would remember is by writing it down as well. So that somehow would stick in my head. So what do you say Friday, you read us a story?
A little engine that could. Oh my God. My daughter was obsessed with Goodnight Moon.
Okay.
And she had 3 books, The Big Red Barn and Goodnight Moon. Those were like the two that every night she would hand them to you. Like, let's go. You're like, really? You don't want to shake it up a little bit? And I mean, I think for like a year straight, I read The Big Red Barn and Goodnight Moon at least twice every day. I mean,
could you recite it then? I mean, could you just recite it?
Well, and the thing was, is that you couldn't skip.
Yeah.
Like on those nights where you're like, I mean, let's just move ahead in the story because mom's got stuff to do. She's like, missed a page. Like, did I?
Well,
huh.
Everybody read to their kids if you have kids, or they're going to grow up to be like me. you know.
Left in a room with no books.
Yeah.
No books for you.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys Friday. Have a safe day. Thanks for listening, and do yourself good.
Squirrel.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.